Are you interested in understanding GLP-1 medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, or Mounjaro? Then join us on The Plus Sides, Cracking the Obesity Code, the groundbreaking podcast helping people change their lives one episode at a time. The Plus Sides podcast is a disruptor. We're breaking down barriers, smashing stereotypes, and sharing inspiring stories that'll leave you feeling informed and empowered. Join us every week to learn from doctors who are specialists around GLP-1 medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, or Mounjaro. They'll provide you with science and facts to validate these incredible stories. But that's not all. We'll also bring you the voices of the GLP-1 Mounjaro TikTok community, real people who face the challenges of obesity, related diseases and disorders, and discovered the incredible plus sides of GLP-1 medications. Our episodes are filled with heartwarming stories, laughter, and moments of triumph. You'll connect with our amazing community members who are reclaiming their health and experiencing their fullest lives. Are you ready to embark on a journey of discovery and empowerment? Tune in to The Plus Sides, Cracking the Obesity Code, and together we'll change the narrative around obesity and end the stigma. Subscribe now on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform and join our incredible community. Let's celebrate the plus sides of life together, because every story deserves to be heard. Every life deserves to shine, and everyone deserves access to expert knowledge and medication. The Plus Sides Podcast. You're not alone. It's not your fault.
And weight loss with Iveem, the top prescriber of GLP-1 medications. GLP-1s combat cravings, stabilize blood sugar, boost energy, and balance A1C levels for a regulated body and a kick-started weight loss journey. Iveem makes medical weight loss accessible, affordable, and personal. Schedule a free consultation with a medical provider to explore if GLP-1 medications are the right fit for you. Goodbye restrictions. Hello, Iveem. Your path to sustainable weight loss.
Officially down 120 pounds.
I am down 34 pounds.
Food cravings have subsided. I'm feeling amazing in my clothes.
I'm feeling better. I feel like I have more energy.
The process is a breeze. I can message my doctor at any time, and the entire prescription and medication was sent right to my door. Weight Care has helped over 15,000 people lose weight. Join them today and get $150 off your first month. Book your appointment at joinweightcare.com.
Change rooted in lasting, evidence-backed wellness. Say goodbye to unsustainable diet culture with Friday's Weight Management Program, a nationwide virtual care platform built to address your biology.
The reason why I started Fridays is that I noticed that patients with obesity are often improperly treated and told to eat less and move more. Well, the science is in, and we now know that obesity is a chronic medical condition like high blood pressure and diabetes, and that there are many factors, including your genetics, that play a role in the development of obesity. We understand this at Fridays, and that's why we make sure to order labs and specific medications that work with you and your biology.
We're revolutionizing weight management, steering clear of weight loss fads, and embracing a scientifically driven approach. Our program charts a path to a healthier you, leveraging evidence-based treatments, nutritional support, and a team of specialized clinicians dedicated to guiding you towards optimal health. We ensure swift appointment scheduling and provide a knowledgeable insurance team for handling prior authorizations for GLP-1 medication. Fridays will also provide safe, compounded GLP-1 medication alternatives with fair and industry-leading pricing. Our eligibility quiz will match you with the provider that corresponds with your medical needs. Go to joinfridays.com to begin your journey to a healthier you today.
Have any trouble navigating coping skills in your life where you use food, alcohol, or other drugs, shopping, gambling, sex, or if you are obese and you're wondering what medical solutions are available to you, or if you have children that are overweight and you're wondering what to do about it, I highly recommend that you listen to my new podcast, The Easy Way Out with Dr. Joy Bracey. I've lost 165 pounds over the last 16 months, and it's been an emotional journey more than anything. Easy Way Out started is a podcast about whether or not I should have weight loss surgery to handle my chronic obesity, but it ended up in places I did not expect. My personal favorite episode is Shut Up Fatty, and it's with my daughter and my son, who are now adults, and we covered what it was like for them to grow up in a fat family and how I handled the fact that they were overweight and what I could have done better as their mom. You'll be tearing up one second and cracking up the next. You can find The Easy Way Out with Dr. Joy Bracy anywhere you listen to podcasts.
So I just came off of a fabulous weekend, and my husband turned 50 last week.
Yeah.
His party. And we came off of a lot of libations, a lot of great food. And when you're speaking with, let's say, your patients that have events like that, and mm-hmm. we want to prevent diet culture from rearing its ugly head, right? Mm-hmm. Do you have any tips on how you help your patients through being kind to themselves and not being hard on themselves for having extra fun? Because
a fun weekend.
I know I did.
I mean,
It's Super Bowl. I'm drinking all my water.
It's Super Bowl weekend, you know, so people are having a good time.
Oh, yeah, Super Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl. No, to answer your question, I mean, I really enforce that it's just a day. I mean, I quote that all the time. It's just a day. You know, if you had libations or you had a Super Bowl party or whatever, it doesn't – that's not throwing you off. It's not throwing off your journey, because it is a journey, which is a lengthy trip, you know. So – one day does not do that. So I'm big on showing yourself grace. You know, I talk about showing yourself grace all the time. Because I mean, a lot of times we're our own worst critic, essentially. And just because you had the buffalo chicken dip, or you had the vino, or you did what, or the beers or whatever, start again tomorrow. And also, I do reinforce this: you don't have to earn like the meals of the next day. So say you know, were bad, I hate that, but bad yesterday, like the next day you don't have to not eat.
Yeah.
Like that's not how any of this works. And right. People do that, and I preach against that, because you don't have to earn the next day because you had buffalo chicken dip the night before, you know, or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm. Or like abuse yourself in the gym the next day. Like I feel
or spend 4 hours.
The whole idea of like a binge and purge. Like it's just
It is such a thing, the exercise purging.
Yeah, it is. And people, because you're like earning, you're earning that meal you had by running 6 miles in the gym or whatever, you know. No, I preach against that heavily, because, I mean, and I've talked about it on some TikToks, like, if you stress out, your cortisol levels go up, your inflammation goes up, thus your weight loss slows. Even if you're running your 6 miles, you're stressed and pissed off and whatever, you're sabotaging yourself by having that mental issue, whether it be the, you know, the relationship with food or whatever it may be. So grace, and it's just a day. It's just a day.
That makes me think of, you know, speaking of Jillian Michaels, The Biggest Loser, where they would work those.
She is the biggest loser.
For like 8 hours a day. And you know how
they didn't need the show.
Think about it. Like they would hit those stalls because they were cortisoling the hell out of them.
Yeah.
Stressing them the beep out. Mm-hmm. And they were in the gym 7-6 hours. I mean, it was like, this all makes sense.
It's all connected, man.
And that's the Biggest Loser episode. Someone that won The Biggest Loser, by the way. It's gonna be a good one.
The host of The Biggest Loser Australia follows me on TikTok.
Me too.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, she reached out to me the other day. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
That's still a show.
Off the show now. She quit. And she's like anti Biggest Loser now.
Yeah.
She's very against it.
That trend started to like fall into place. I think it was like
it's the science, right?
Yeah.
We're past that.
Because those contestants, they were stressed out. Like, okay, this makes so much sense. And then when you're released to the wild, and if you didn't win and you weren't, you know, still training 5 times a day for the reunion show, remember they I'm going on a tangent and I'll come back and I'll let you have your, Well, did they, like, they made them train for a marathon once? Like, they made them all, the ones that were the finalist contestants. You're going to have to run a marathon in 2 months or something like that. Wow.
Yeah.
I've done that, and I was still fat, by the way.
I did a half marathon, and I was still fat. Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter. If you I have go to eat. 20 miles a week, it's not about that. It is not about that.
100%. It's not. You have to eat, or you're not going to make it through that 20-mile run.
Yeah.
Sure. And it's carbohydrates and glucose is what you have to consume and consume and consume while you're doing it, or you will not make it.
Yeah. The carbs are bad. Carbs are terrible.
Yeah, people aren't ready for that conversation.
No. Yeah. It's hard. It's hard. I mean, like I've talked to someone recently. So I met someone recently on TikTok that was really struggling, and posted about it, fairly big creator. And she, it was the weirdest thing, guys. She posted about it. It was for sure going viral, and a bunch of people went in and tagged me in it. And we ended up connecting, and I ended up connecting her where somewhere where she could get some help. And, but she had no idea. And then I just stitched a video of hers where, she was talking about how, even though she was on, like, on the medicine and, like, all these things, she still felt like she had to walk to dinner to earn eating noodles. Mm. Right. And, and that's diet culture, right? Like, that's why I get so pissed off. Right. Like I, not her obviously, but she's at the very beginning, you know? And, yeah. It's hard when I think you kind of don't, I don't know how long it was for you guys when you had the realization, but I think for me, I was at like maybe 3 milligrams of Saxenda, where the food noise turned off and I went, holy shit. Is this what's been wrong all the time? Like it was like that for me, you know? Did you guys have like a certain dose or anything in the medicine where you were like,
the first shot
that quick, Claire?
First shot. I was like, well, forget weight loss. Like just the quiet brain, like just not thinking about food, like not caring what my next meal was. Like I'll worry about it when it gets here. I've never had that. Like I've never had that. I care what I eat, you know? So just even that first shot, I was like, well, I'll be getting this medicine however I need to.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. That's how I feel. Yeah.
That's why you got to have the side hustles too. Seriously. Why you do shop? But when I can't pay for my medicine anymore. Well, you know,
that's why I sell my body. Sorry, I'm just kidding. That's why I do plasma.
Free content.
Listen, I got real cute feet.
Oh gosh!
What photos?
I've had strangers stop me, men, and be like, "Your feet are beautiful." I'm like.
You know,
hey, I'm not above that.
I don't know how I got on this side of TikTok, but I found a woman. It was a couple years ago selling her underwear.
Oh, it's a thing. Yeah.
Oh, it's a huge thing.
It's a huge thing. Oh, yeah. It's huge.
It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awful. I would never do that.
If it was to buy on Manjaro.
Get the bag, you know?
That is awful. I would never do that. Whatever.
Look, hey, I mean, and
what's the link to that website?
So I can block it. I just want to make sure that I don't get there. Yeah.
What's the link so I don't go
what
to
is it again?
What is it?
Oh my gosh.
You know, you kid, but guys, like that's the problem, right? Like it is like that. It's so bad. That people can't afford these medicines. Like, and like, I honestly, I thank God for Compound. I really hope that we can, you know, I hope they become more and more affordable, but you know,
I think that's going to happen.
It's like, I think that's the thing is like with the savings card, right? Is you get it and you think you've got it, but then there's all this negative stuff about Compound.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we all know taking a Compound is a risk to an extent because we know it didn't come directly from the manufacturer and it doesn't have a stamp of approval from the FDA. Like we know that. And we know when they add something to it, technically it's a medicine that's been tampered with, right? But that doesn't mean that it's bad. right? That's the thing. Yeah. And I think that that's what people think. They're like, it's not FDA approved. And I'm like, well, neither are your vitamins, man. Like it's all about making like the most, I think, educated decision as you can. Right. Yeah. So and that's why, like, on our lives and stuff, like we have our main people that we recommend, and that, you know, and I'm really careful about that because there is so much out there that is like, mm-hmm. you know, like these peptide companies, you know, that are like selling 3 months of tirzepatide for like $100 and they want you to mix it up in your kitchen and stuff. Like, it's everywhere. And here's the thing. Somebody that doesn't know anything, that's sick and desperate, that's what they're going to do.
And I'm saying, it's like Breaking Bad vibes.
Yeah, it is.
Breaking Bad vibes. But it's just like you all said, people will do what they believe they need to do to continue.
Yes.
Their journey. And it's sad. And I believe that's why we advocate the way that we do, because we know the other side.
Yeah.
We know the other side.
We are GLP-1 evangelist.
take them to church. Take them to church.
Preach.
I know.
Oh, goodness.
It's so much like that, that we are like that. Like,
I mean, literally over on IG, I have 5 messages now from people that are like, I did my research and guess who popped up? You.
Aw, cute.
And I'm like, oh, really? Okay. And they're like, I like just got prescribed. And I see the, you know, necessity and the value of the community on TikTok, because that's where the thumbprint is. The thumb is on the heartbeat of the GLP-1 drug class on TikTok.
Yeah.
It really is.
It really is. So they kind of, I feel like they sort of try on Facebook, but it seems like that becomes really toxic, you know? And then, although I don't know, ours becomes pretty toxic too, but then there's,
what's worse on Facebook?
Is it? I've heard bad things. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is bad. Instagram, it just seems almost like non-existent. And I don't think there's anything really on Twitter. There's not like a community. Like, the closest thing we have to community is TikTok.
It's TikTok.
Yeah.
Maybe IG.
A little bit.
I don't know. Mm. Not much. I think there's a pretty good community of like plus size fitness people and plus size influencers on IG. But it doesn't seem like, you know, I don't know. Like, it's many people that are on the medicine. It seems to be more all the Weight Watchers scooping up a couple of them.
I like bunch. Of
Took them to the GLP-1 house. Ridiculous. Do you know what the best thing is about having a platform? Dog and Weight Watchers. I love it. It's so therapeutic.
I stay out of the fight so I don't get canceled.
Basically. I know, you do.
Yeah, you're all right. Good.
I don't.
Right. I'm Switzerland. Okay.
People literally follow me because of it. So I'm okay with it. And if they're pro Weight Watchers, that's okay. I may not be for you. That's okay.
It is what it is. You know,
I have lots of friends that could be for you, and it's fine, you know?
Yeah. I used to do a lot of the chitty chats. I haven't done that in a while where I just drag people with science, but I need to get back into that, honestly. That's pretty therapeutic for me.
I love the chitty chats.
We love the chitty chats.
Like, a troll comment, like, those people are fat, and you'll read it. You'll do it just like the all dramatic. Those people are stupid and fat and lazy. Is that so? And then we'll talk about it. I miss those days, Chase.
The haters like stopped because I would drag them so hard. Like, I really don't get much hater. Like, if I just move more and not take them medicines. Like, I don't get that anymore because they know I'm about to wax that, you know what?
Honestly, I really don't get that many either. It was more when the viral happened. It was more when that happened because the followers went up and then it got pushed out more. It was more when that happened. But it was, and like, it did make me want to barf, but honestly, the biggest haters were the ones, you know, in the community for that stuff. But it was less of I think there are less stupid people, but if you ask like other people,
like, in your head,
they're like 200 or 300 or something like that. those people get it like crazy. How many followers you have now, Chase?
Like 111K.
Yeah, that's a lot. Lori gets a bunch. Did you see Lori's clap back about the swimsuit thing?
That was good. Yes. She was doing that. She went on the cruise, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Someone was fussing at her about her legs, and she was just like,
what?
I know.
People are ridiculous, man.
Horrible humans out there, I'm telling you. There are some bad ones.
Just sad people, you know? Just sad people.
I know.
Just be happy.
Dr. Joy was on my live today, and she was like, all the people who have been mean to you and like for whatever, like trolls, people that you know that are on the same journey, like whatever it is. She's like, nobody acts that way if they're happy. Like, just know that like it's not about you. And I'm like, yeah, I'll try.
Absolutely.
I'll try, Doctor. I'll try, Dr. Joy. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. But all right. So bourbon, RX.
Yeah.
So throughout your time working as a provider within the obesity medicine field, could you share with us the importance of addressing the whole person, such as mental health?
Oh, 10 of 10. Yeah. I mean, that again, like going back to what I was saying about stress levels and cortisol and like, it's all connected. I mean, you know, the food in, food out, or food, whatever, you know, calories in, calories out, crap, you know, like, is that a portion? Of course. But there's also, like you said, the stress levels. You know, as an NP, we're trained in the nursing model. And so one of the big things they preach is like social determinants of health. Like, you know, you'll go to these providers and they're like, just eat organic food all the time or whatever. You know, go to Whole Foods. Not everybody has a Whole Foods. Not everybody has.
Can afford that.
Or can afford it.
Not everybody can afford that.
And it's just like, is so expensive.
Yeah. Well, we don't have one in Owensboro, Kentucky, so I wouldn't know. But
Owensboro, Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm from BFE. So but the like hopefully that doesn't get me canceled. I don't know.
No.
But social determinants of health are huge. I mean, mental health is huge, people's relationships with food, people's relationships with the gym. I mean, you got to break that thing down and, you know, it almost turns into like a pseudo therapy session. When I start talking about this stuff, I mean, there's definitely science and genetics and hormones and all that, but your mind plays a massive role on how your body works, you know, whether it be your weight or your blood pressure or your blood sugar or whatever. I mean, cortisol is real. Inflammation is real.
It really is.
And that's one great thing I like nerd out about GLP-1s because, I mean, one of the biggest ways they decrease inflammation, which every disease in the entire world, think about it, is based on inflammation. Everyone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so if we can decrease that, that's why all the studies are positive, whether it's chronic kidney disease or heart disease or congestive heart failure or osteoarthritis or, post-stroke patients. I mean, it's shown positives and all that. Because we're reducing inflammation. That's it. But to get back to your question, no, the whole body's massive. I mean, it is. Yeah. And it's like, you have to pay attention to all those things. It's not, patients are more than just a diagnosis in a box. I mean, it's like I said, your home life, your work life, your financial status, everything, your mental state, you know, and you have to pay attention to those to truly help somebody. You have to pay attention to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 I think it's true. I mean, I don't know, like for me, and I kind of shared this with you when we first met, I had horrible anxiety, like crippling anxiety. Yeah. I'm very good at masking. Nobody would have ever known until I like have to let it out. And I would only let it out to like my closest friends, and I could literally see on their faces like how painful it was to support me through that, because the things that I were saying were ridiculous. Like the just unwinding of just like, it was just like anxiety barf, you know, just ridiculous things that I couldn't control that were in the future. What if scenarios, what if this, what, you know, and I couldn't stop and I would hold it all in. When I got to a certain level, this medication that disappeared, that turned off like a switch with the food noise. Mm-hmm. And I find that incredible. And I'm noticing there's some new studies out there where they're talking about, like, either anxiety or depression or anything like that. Do you know much about those?
Yeah, I mean, I've looked into them. I've looked into them. I won't say that I've like studied them, but it's, yeah. I mean, it's dopamine. You know, we know that the, you know, food noise canceling ability or whatnot is dopamine feedback loop and upregulating that.
Yeah.
And, you know, dopamine is our happy. People with dopamine are happy. Uh-huh. And, you know, people with like ADHD, they're lacking on dopamine. So that's, you know, there's creators on TikTok that have said it's improved their ADHD symptoms. It's dopamine. Yeah. And what's cool, kind of going back to that mental health thing, is I see patients all the time that have done everything. They're white knuckling it. They're, you know, running marathons and doing whatever. Yeah. And then, but the scale doesn't move. And then you get on GLP-1s and, you know, week two, you're down 0.6 or what, 0.6, mm-hmm. whatever. But
that's
dopamine. Bang. And like, yeah. you're going to feel good because you finally found something that worked. And then so boom, your dopamine goes up for that. Then you're like, okay, I'm just going to kill it. And then the scale continues to drop. The dopamine continues to rise. You do more, you exercise more, you get out, you enjoy life, you start hobbies. And like, it's all dopamine. And it all starts with GLP-1s, increasing that from a pharmaceutical perspective. But then you naturally increase it by the positives that come out of these medications. So yeah. It's just like, it's happy in a shot, you know?
Happy in a Ooh. Shot. That's happy what they should call it. Fuck skinny shot. Oh, yeah.
Happy in a shot.
Happy in a shot.
Happy in a shot.
Happy in a shot. Yeah, you know, I'll take it any day. 5 days a week.
Yeah. Give me a double. Give me a double on the rocks.
Happy. That's what I was thinking. Happy
in a shot. I love it. Love
happy in a shot. He's chasing the dopamine. If you think about it, everyone's got their vice, even if, you know, the ones who are judgies. And they judge us heavy people, but you know, a workout is a dopamine rush. Shopping's a dopamine rush.
Yeah.
Some people who are being mean to a person in a service position, sometimes they're jerks, and that could be their rush. Like,
true. You're not wrong.
Gambling is a rush. Like,
thrill seekers. I mean, they're bungee jumping, all that. Like. I bought a new golf club on Saturday and I was happy SH the entire day. You know, you couldn't tell me nothing. So
absolutely nothing.
Dopamine rush, you know, so, but yeah.
How have things been for you? You mentioned you were in semaglutide. If you're open to it, we'll cut it. If you're not.
Yeah, I'm totally open to it. So really, like I said, like I started it. I mean, I'm like, gosh, I don't know. 20 pounds from like ideal body weight, something like that. But BMI is actually 30 or was 30. It's not anymore, but it's going well. I mean, month one was kind of weird, figuring out what I could eat and couldn't eat. I made a TikTok about it. I'm a fan of IPA beers. That is no longer a case on.
Really?
Oh, hell no. I threw up everywhere.
What does it do?
I had three and threw up everywhere. Yeah. It was crazy.
Really?
Absolutely. And it was on like a Saturday night and I was like, this is trash. So
that sucks.
I got on it mainly because of the reduction in cardiovascular risk factors. My family history is awful. Every man in my mom's side of the family has had heart attack, stents, or bypass. Everyone. And so I know it's coming. Like I'm just waiting on a heart attack, which is terrible. But it's the best thing I can do. I don't want to be on statins personally. Doesn't get statins. I'm not telling you not to take statins, but I'm like, I'm too young for that. So I went on semaglutide for that, for inflammation reduction. I was having some like joint pain from old baseball injuries and other things. So, so far it's been great. I mean, everything has reduced. Inflammation's reduced, you know, appetite's reduced. I mean, it's been a cool experience. So, my plan is to do it for 6 months and recheck all my blood work and see what it looks like. I'm like running an experiment on myself, basically. So we'll find it. We'll find out.
A lot of people do that, Chase. Like that's just like what we've been learning from the doctors and I mean all the specialists that come on the show is like you really can't see insulin resistance for like a long time, you know? Right. And then by the time it gets to you, like, what are you gonna do? You know? So I think a lot of people are trying to like either get ahead of that or get in front of it. I don't know. You know, like I think we see that a lot. I mean, I don't know if we got to meet in Atlanta, Tawanda Braxton, and she was like very open about it. But her whole thing was, she goes, I like to be skinny. I've always been skinny. I'm not skinny anymore. I don't like the way I look when I'm on TV because I gained 10 pounds on TV. She's like, and then I hit menopause and now I can't lose weight anymore. I just can't. Like, no matter what she does. And she's like, and that's why I take it and I'm okay with it. And I'm like, okay, yeah. Good for you. Yeah. You know? You know, but like, why is that though? You know, like at some point metabolically things change. I think that we don't talk about it enough. We focus so much on the obesity, but I think people don't understand, like, once it's like the obesity and then the type 2 diabetes, like, what if you could have just avoided all of it? You know? Yeah. Like,
proactive healthcare instead of reactive. And that's where I'm trying to be.
I'd have done it. Hell yeah, I'd have done it. But I mean, I've always been obese, but if I was like in a situation where it was like, my mom was pretty open about it, but my mama is, she took, she's kind of like you, like 20 pounds from like, you know, her ideal, you know, and she's like a 30, you know, and she was able to get it approved, even though she doesn't have type 2, with Medicare, for Ozempic, and it is helping her. Like, it really is.
Wow.
It's helped her in a lot of different ways.
Fascinated. Yeah. Really?
I know.
With Medicare?
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah.
She's got that supplemental plan, though. Like, that's what it is.
That still gives me hope.
I know.
All these little small wins that.
I know.
It is hope there. I mean, and no, I mean, even though my mom is retired, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure if you all, I think, you know, Kat and Kim know, but my mom is now on a GLP-1 mm-hmm. after, you know, trying to advocate. She does have kidney disease, but she's on Rybelsus.
Yeah.
And I haven't, you know, really interfaced with a lot of people that have been on Rybelsus.
Mm-hmm.
But she said after like 2 days, she said, I feel better.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, she said, I feel better and I can't explain it.
Yeah.
And I literally almost started to cry over the phone. But she has United Healthcare and Medicare.
Yeah.
And it was approved.
Yeah.
And so
why didn't they want her to take Ozempic?
You know, I don't know. But they put her on Rybelsus. I'm not sure if it was the kidney.
Well, because your mom is type 2 diabetes, right?
Yeah, my mom is type 2. She has kidney disease. But here's the thing, and we're like completely opposite. Well, we're both on cholesterol medications. When you talked about cholesterol, Chase, my cholesterol never has gone down. It never went down.
No matter what.
Yeah. Like, and I would talk to Kim about it, and I tell Kat, and I'm like, every time I would get blood work done, first thing I go to is that cholesterol.
Yeah.
Never went down. Never. And I'm like, gosh darn it. I'm like, I don't know what else I can eat other than go outside and touch the grass, you know? Yeah. But
there's a grass there.
Touch it, grab it.
Touch the grass. You know?
Egg white.
I'm like, you know, what else? But do you prescribe Rybelsus a lot? I mean, but you don't really hear that much about it, but it's like here, but you mainly hear about the injections.
In primary care world, I did. And you know,
is it more expensive or less expensive or the same?
It's about the same. It's roughly the same.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's
all that. This is more expensive because of the pen shit is bullshit because
capitalism. But
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I think it would just depend on the patient. You know, do they have a needle phobia? Rybelsus is very specific on how it's dosed. You have to take it 30 minutes away from food and food and other medicines with less than 4 ounces of water first thing in the morning, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Like, it's very specific.
And
because it binds to the stomach lining. So if you like eat food or take other medicines, it knocks it off. So like the delivery system's so specific that some people can't do that, you know, if they do have, you know, trouble with pills or remembering things or whatever. So I would kind of break that down but a lot of people, I would use it because of a needle phobia. I mean, you would be surprised. Yeah. You know, and that may have been a conversation they had, and some providers just like it. They're just like, oh, it's a pill. Here, take the pill. You know? it just got added to guidelines, as you know, metformin used to be the first line for diabetes. Now it's semaglutide. So, well, it's metformin and semaglutide are like this. So like you can skip that step now and go straight to GLP-1s. I think that the guidelines may specifically mention Rybelsus, actually. Maybe that's why they did it. Actually, I need to go back and look at that. I haven't, again, I'm not in primary care world anymore, so I don't really read the diabetes guidelines as close. But yeah, I think it's just all based on the patient. And, you know, some people like that structure of having to take it so specifically, and it gets their day going. You know, some people like that. So,
Well, and I was also thinking too, Rybelsus isn't on shortage. So I wonder if like, maybe they were like, as screw with it, let's start our Rybelsus, cause at least it's the thing, same thing, you know?
Yeah,
I didn't even think about that.
And like to that point, the last conversation I had with a Novo rep, you know, they're building all these factories trying to keep up with Ozempic and Wegovy. He told me, was it 70 or 80% of their production is going towards Rybelsus. It's not even going towards Ozempic and Wegovy.
That's interesting.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay.
So yeah, they're pushing the hell out of it, you know. So it was 70 or 80. I can't remember exactly the number, but it was greater than 50% is going towards Rybelsus. We'll say that.
But that makes sense though, because you know, when she was prescribed it, I literally almost like jumped out of my chair because I was so excited. Yeah. And but she's
a little GLP-1 evangelist.
Hallelujah. I am. But
I did that all weekend. I was excited about it.
Yeah, but she's on metformin. And also in the lives, I'm seeing more people, newbies who are coming in that are on metformin, diabetic and not diabetic, and on a GLP-1. And it's becoming more and more common when I'm seeing my mom is on metformin and a GLP-1. So she goes for her follow-up in March, and we're trying to see which medications they're going to take off of her list.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure it's going to be something, but she, you know, sets her, one thing Novo does do though, and I'm not sure how you feel about this, Jason, is Novo, with her being on Rybelsus, she gets a text message every day at 7 a.m. to remind her to take her Rybelsus every day, like clockwork.
Interesting. I did not know they did that.
And they don't just send that. They send little, like, inspirational quotes to their patients. And and so she's like, yep, I got my text message. And it's just like she said, it's just like you said, they can only take it with a little bit of water. And it has to be 30 minutes before they eat. So my mom sets her little alarm. I mean, like, she's very diligent with it. But Novo will send you that text. And I mean, literally, it's like clockwork. Ding, ding, every day.
And I'm gonna throw a wrench in this whole thing. And you may edit this out. I don't know. Like that delivery system we're talking about, obviously super specific, right? And she's getting a text message.
It's very.
Y'all see the compound companies doing pill forms of semaglutide?
No, I've heard of it. They call them lozenges.
Lozenges or something.
How you think that works?
I don't know.
Just think of how specific. Think of how specific that Rybelsus has to be. They put millions of dollars into that delivery system where it sticks to your gut lining and like you can't take anything else or it knocks it off and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So how the HE double hockey sticks are these compounders doing that? And they
already said the F word. You can let it rip now.
I don't know what you can bleep me out. I'm trying to be professional.
HE double hockey sticks.
Yeah.
I said the same thing. HE double hockey sticks.
But like, if they do the pill form and blah, 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 they're going to have some kind of delivery system like this, or it doesn't work. It's not absorbed.
That's right.
Why do they call them lozenges? Like, act like you suck on them.
People swear by them,
I have no clue. I've never even seen one.
I have
never seen one.
I haven't seen them.
That are like those little dances about it.
And I am not going to say the name of the practice, but they're like all on YouTube, and they talk about these semaglutide, semaglutide lozenges. Yeah. And it's like, and I just keep scrolling because I'm like, well, how does that work? Because I know firsthand, because I see the text messages when I'm with my mom, like, and how, I mean, when I tell you it is like 7 o'clock, like in 1 second, that text message is coming through.
Yeah.
Well, they need to get that for my 12-year-old. Takes Synthroid. Same deal. Yeah. She has to take it in the morning with a little bit of water before she eats. And she's only 12, but ain't nobody sending her text messages. I need to call a Synthroid up.
I wake myself up an hour before I'm supposed to get up to take my Synthroid. And then I go back to sleep, and then I wake up. So that
you
way
know we have my coffee. On. We had this doctor on recently, guys, and I thought this was really interesting. And I thought about Claire's daughter. And she said, I think one day we won't call it obesity. We'll call it a GLP-1 deficiency or GLP deficiency. Mm. And she was like, because if you think about it, that's what the thyroid issue is. It's deficiency. What do? We give you the hormone back, right? So if you have a deficiency, we give you the hormone back, like the synthetic hormone, right? She was like, I think that's what we'll call it one day because that's what it actually is. It's a deficit.
And you know what, Kim? It's like, you know, I first brought up my daughter being diagnosed with Hashimoto's on TikTok, like while I've been on GLP TikTok. She was diagnosed in like last October, so just over a year. And the first thing I noticed was that she was a little bit heavier. Like in a 6 month period, she had gained more weight than I thought was normal for a 6 month period. And like nothing had changed. She's active, you know, and we got her on, you know, Synthroid, and they had to adjust it because kids that are like prepubescent or pubescent, whatever, they have to work it very carefully. And now that she's on a dose that she, you know, that her hormones are right, she now has slimmed out as she's gotten taller, like over the year. And now you would not look at her now and say she's overweight. And it wasn't that it was that much, but it just showed me that, wow, her hormones got in check and then she evened out. Like she naturally just kind of evened out. Her BMI went to a more normal range. Not that she was very heavy. You guys have seen my daughter on TikTok, but I could tell that there was a little extra padding there. And I was concerned about why. And then when we leveled out those hormones, you know, I was right. They're like, yeah, her thyroid's not working at all. Her number was like 64, which is like off the charts high. Yeah. And when we finally got her leveled out, now all of a sudden she is. Then that, I mean, that's like, for me, I'm like, God, that's such validation for her, for me, for all of us, you know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, it makes total sense. Like I, you know, and I, and we just had another childhood obesity specialist come on too. Mm-hmm. And we talked about that quite a bit and about like, you know, what to do when they talk about, 12-year-olds, right? Like that's how they focus on it. And anything else before that is like, sadly, like it's genetic and then it's eat less, move more, right? Because they don't really have any other thing but that, you know? But once they get to be 12, then they're open for, you know, these different medications, you know? But I think it's important because I don't think people look for it, you know?
Right.
I don't think they do. And especially with kiddos. And it's like, oh, they're just, it's just normal. It's just hormones. Yeah, that's what we're saying. It's hormones.
Yeah. Well, that's actually That's what her endocrinologist said. I was like, you know, is this very rare for, at the time she was 11, I'm like, for an 11-year-old to be diagnosed with Hashimoto's? And she was like, honestly, there's just more people walking around with it that don't know it, because I went into her 11-year-old doctor appointment saying, I have a concern about this. And my mother had Hashimoto's and I would like you to check her thyroid.
Yeah.
But it took me asking the question, which kind of goes back to what Chase said about health literacy. Knowing what you need to ask when you go in, her pediatrician would have never recommended that had I not said, hey, I'm concerned about this.
Right. Yeah.
And I think that goes back, like, it's hard, I think, with obesity, just learning to advocate for yourself and your own health because you've been marginalized, right? For a very long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Beat down.
And now you have to do it for your kids.
Right. Like,
That's hard.
Oh, advocating for yourself, it like is the biggest thing ever in medicine, because there are unfortunately so many providers that just look over stuff, or you know, they don't care, they're burnt out, you know, whatever it may be. And it does take that, you know, patient or mom or wife or husband or whatever to bring it up, you know, then we start like, oh, okay. And you start looking for things, but
I think we have a round of applause for Claire advocating for the daughter, getting her what she needed. You probably put her on a really good path now because you did
that. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
you changed a lot less bumps in the road on this thing, Claire. You did a good job.
I think so too.
Yeah. I mean, you changed your entire life trajectory with one question. Uh-huh.
Aww.
Like, we know how all of these, we know these years, right? We know how precious they are, and we know how badly they can turn, you know? And like, unfortunately, like, these children are not kind in this area.
Oh, they're awful. Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's good that you put her on a good path, and maybe she won't have to suffer.
Yeah.
You know? Thank you.
You took good time. Yay.
Jernine, when you're talking to that text message and, you know, post Super Bowl, you had Usher lyrics like 7 o'clock on the dot. Lyrics are just like boom, 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 boom. That's all I could think about during that. Not that I wasn't paying attention. I was just thinking.
Sure.
About
hey, look.
It's a catchy ass song.
Usher, baby.
Look, Usher, baby. And I think I posted today where someone was asking, you know, how Beyonce and Nicki Minaj, like, they have the Beehive and the Barbies. Well, what are the name of the people that follow Usher? And this guy said, the Usher board. And and if you really want to get Baptist, the Usher board. It's like, Baptist. Oh my gosh.
Usher.
It was hilarious.
It was. I mean, I saw it. It was funny.
Yeah, he's I mean, and that show didn't even touch his catalog. Like, you don't realize how many hits.
Oh yeah. He killed it.
He has. Yeah.
And then Luda came out, and I was taken directly back to the Alpha Tau Mega House and all the insanities we used to have there. And that's what that whole show did. Just nostalgia.
Yeah.
Nostalgia.
Yeah. Straight. Well, and I loved how at the end he said, we brought the world to the A. We brought the world to the A. Yeah.
Sure. So. A-Town down.
That's how we're going to end it.
A-Town down.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Okay, where is the AT alien?
AT alien.
There it is.
This is our mascot.
There he is.
You kind of do it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There it is.
There you go. A-Town.
Love it.
A-Town down, baby.
A-Town down.
Hey, guys, if we do another event with Dr. Angelina in the fall, would you guys come?
In the fall? Was it in Atlanta? Yeah. I could probably do that.
You guys come, Claire?
I could probably get some frequent flyer miles from my auntie. Send me on there. Yeah.
We'll get it. We'll make it work.
Yeah.
Just give me advance notice because I have to put in for time off 3 weeks ahead of time.
So, I'm going to find a place for the moochers. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to.
These freeloading kids.
I have a friend who calls her kids her little broke friends.
Yeah. I'm like my roommates. Yeah.
My little broke friends.
Roommates. My roommates. I love it.
Can't kick them out.
Little broke friends. A little broke friend.
What do they call them? Squatters? They're basically squatters.
They my gosh. Good,
but they don't pay anything.
Yeah. I already asked Moochers. Them to leave.
I have squatters.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
My little broke friends.
I don't know. When my kid wants money, he goes, Mama, what can I do to earn this money? And I'm like, okay. Mop?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Nice.
He does it. His daddy taught him that. And I'm a sucker. I would be like, here you go, baby. He's just like, you know, I only have one. He's like my miracle baby. So. I'm a sucker. But my husband was like, no, you can't. He's like, you can't do that with men. They have to earn it. I mean, maybe we do that with everybody. It doesn't have to be a man thing, but he says it's a big deal. He's right. I'm glad we did it because now we have to do less chores.
There you go.
Look at that.
You got to earn his keep. Right?
That's right.
Eight down. Eight down.
Got to earn his keep.
Eight down, down, boo.
All right. All right. Well, it's been a lovely conversation.
Absolutely.
It has been.
Always
I will
pleasure.
Exit you both so that we can talk behind your back.
Okay. I love you guys.
We love you too.
Thanks, you too. Right. Thanks, Chase.
Yes.
Bye.
Do you like your iced coffee?
It's not coffee. It's a latte. It's a chai latte.
She says a chai latte.
Chai latte.
Chai latte. And I have a mango lemonade from the great Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. The great.
I'm having a skinny syrup raspberry and my lime.
Just have regular water.
Water.
Oh.
It is sort of fun how we all, when we started this and we got these, we were all like either on 10 or, you know.
Yeah.
Just on 10 something.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. I think I had just moved to 12.5.
Well, does anybody have any NSVs this week? Or SVs?
I'm down to 104. Well, even though I'm in maintenance, yeah. I lost like 3.1 pounds. Oh, so hell. I'm 145.8.
Wow. Yeah.
You look great though.
Well, thank you.
And you did Pilates.
Maintenance is a scary thing. It's like very bouncy, you know?
It is very ebb and flow. Mm-hmm. It's very, very ebb and flow. I did Pilates. I have an on-scale victory. Yes.
Oh, that's messy.
I went How to my Pilates? First Pilates class. I have a Pilates
I have a very, very important question to ask you. When you were doing Pilates, did you have to hold back a fart?
No, I did not. And I was so proud of myself.
I'm so proud of yourself too.
Because I believe I was so nervous that I think I just had a protein bar and I just didn't know what to expect. And I went to Club Pilates. It's a 30-minute introductory class. And let me tell you, I felt like, okay, I may have found my people. Yeah. And good. I'm a little fleshy in my stomach area.
Sure.
And, but you know, hey, but, I, you know, afterwards I was just a dancing. I'm like, oh mm-hmm. yeah. 2 days later.
Sore as hell.
Oh my gosh.
Is that when you started to fart? 2 days later?
You know what? Actually, yes.
Huh?
I think it helped move it. And
that's what I'm saying.
Let me
There's
tell
no
you.
There's no way with all that contortion that you don't rip one.
Let or at me least tell hold one you. Back. My muscles hurt like none other.
Good.
I have done that high
changes
intensity
have gone the way.
Interval training. I've done Orange Theory.
Yeah.
This type of ache and pains was nothing like I've ever felt
a
in my life.
Coming.
Because it works all the things.
Ever. Yeah. I said, oh.
It's supposed to like lengthen your muscles too, right? It's supposed to
yes. And it is core. It lengthens mm-hmm. your muscles. And I think now another member of the community is going to be going because at first she thought that she was too chubby to go. I said, there are all body shapes and sizes.
Well, her only to have a protein bar to avoid farts.
Yes. Because you do spread your legs.
How to avoid farts with Kim Carlos.
I'm serious. I'm like seriously.
You do spread your legs.
I want to avoid farts with dinosaur monkey kinds of places. Like my sister Jessie was like, we need to go to hot yoga. I'm like, you're out of your damn mind. I would fart in hot air. No.
Oh, God.
No. I'm not a classy person. You know but what? If I start contorting.
No. And all the yoga classes that I've done, I have not passed. No.
Won't it be sad if this is one of the episodes that is up for an award and I'm here talking about
and we're talking about farts.
But it's
why not? We'll talk about constipation.
Because it's one of the side effects.
Yes.
It is. But Pilates was great. And I, you know, highly recommend it. So I've got my little mini stepper here with my resistance bands.
Yep.
And I started Pilates and I get 8 classes in a month and I need to hurry up. And that's like, 2 a week, which is good.
Yeah.
Because the way they stretch your muscles.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
That's all I need is two.
Woo. Yeah.
But yeah, so that right there is me.
Cool.
Awesome.
I don't really have much. I have a weird NSV. Aside from clavicles, which is not really weird. It's just weird.
Oh.
All right. So like, okay. I don't know if you can see it. But like, you probably can't see with this light. I did not, when I used to close my hand like that, I never saw like the ligaments and stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Oh, that's an NSV. That's really cool.
It's like a little, look, you know, the light kind of blurs it, you know, but it's like,
I can see
I never had, it was just all flesh, you know?
Oh, so that means that more inflammation is leaving.
Yeah.
And fat. I've had a lot of inches, I think, the past month. The scale went up a little bit and it's back down. But I think it's been, but I notice it in my clothes and I feel it, especially in my sides right here. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of where I'm at. I'm just sort of bouncing around. It doesn't shock me. This weight is a set point for me in high school for a long time. So I got a feeling I'm going to fight this for a while, you know? So, you know, I figure out, I'm just going to keep doing my thing. But I did start Big Daddy. I did start.
Okay, so how is Big Daddy? You like have to tell us how Big Daddy is.
I'm okay. It was the day after. Whop me on my ass.
No.
Oh my God. I'm like exhaustion. Like that. Like just a blob. And I was like, I have to work. It was like got to make the donuts guy, you know?
Yeah.
Make the donuts. Remember that guy in the 80s? It was like that. And I was at work and I'm like, must attend the meeting, you know? Like, and that was brutal, but the day after, and then I had a cold on top of it. So then like, I'm not sure I could really judge. So I'll know this week, I think a little better, you know?
Okay. But that's to be expected when you go up on a dose though, you know?
Yeah. But I feel like when I went from 10 to 12.5, it was not this drastic, but, but there's like, you always said, JT, there's something about like the half doses. I don't know. I don't know if they're like more tolerable or something.
I told you.
You know?
For me.
I need a 15 and a half.
Those half doses like me. The whole doses. And
some people are the opposite. Isn't that crazy?
Right. Yeah. It's like, it is so dependent upon the person.
Like everybody's body is different. And we can't give everybody the same prescription.
Totally.
Has to move more because it's stupid.
Totally.
Agreed. Agreed.
Cool. All right. Well, this has been a good episode. You got anything, Kat? Any ASVs?
Well, we got it in quite a bit this weekend, so I did not step on the scale at all.
I think that's an NSV.
Yeah.
I'm not stepping on
that. How about that? I think that's an NSV didn't feel you lived your life.
You enjoyed your life and the freedom in your life, right?
My entire body hurt. Feel like
you had to jump on the scale.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. I think I need to take a Pilates class tomorrow. I'm like, oh God.
I need to go with the chiropractor. I'm so sorry. We did a sneakers ball. And the shoes I wore were not comfortable. So I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's why you're sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Good talk. I love you guys. Hasta la pasta. We'll see you next week.
Hasta la pasta.
Bye.
It's a journey.
Out of spread. Awesome.
Of GLP-1 medications. GLP-1s combat cravings, stabilize blood sugar, boost energy, and balance A1C levels for a regulated body and a kick-started weight loss journey. Iveen makes medical weight loss accessible, affordable, and personal. Schedule a free consultation with a medical provider to explore if GLP-1 medications are the right fit for you. Goodbye restrictions. Hello, Iveen. Your path to sustainable weight loss.
Time for a change rooted in lasting, evidence-backed wellness. Say goodbye to unsustainable diet culture with Friday's Weight Management Program, a nationwide virtual care platform built to address your biology.
The reason why I started Fridays is that I noticed that patients with obesity are often improperly treated and told to eat less and move more. Well, the science is in, and we now know that obesity is a chronic medical condition like high blood pressure and diabetes, and that there are many factors, including your genetics, that play a role in the development of obesity. We understand this at Fridays, and that's why we make sure to order labs and specific medications that work with you and your biology.
We're revolutionizing weight management, steering clear of weight loss fads, and embracing a scientifically driven approach. Our program charts a path to a healthier you, leveraging evidence-based treatments, nutritional support, and a team of specialized clinicians dedicated to guiding you towards optimal health. We ensure swift appointment scheduling and provide a knowledgeable insurance team for handling prior authorizations for GLP-1 medication. Fridays will also provide safe, compounded GLP-1 medication alternatives with fair and industry-leading pricing. Our eligibility quiz will match you with the provider that corresponds with your medical needs. Go to joinfridays.com to begin your journey to a healthier you today. You interested in understanding GLP-1 medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, or Mounjaro? Then join us on the Plus Sides, Cracking the Obesity Code, the groundbreaking podcast helping people change their lives one episode at a time. The Plus Sides podcast is a disruptor. We're breaking down barriers, smashing stereotypes, and sharing inspiring stories that'll leave you feeling informed and empowered. Join us every week to learn from doctors who are specialists around GLP-1 medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, or Mounjaro. They'll provide you with science and facts to validate these incredible stories. But that's not all. We'll also bring you the voices of the GLP-1 Mounjaro TikTok community, real people who face the challenges of obesity, related diseases and disorders, and discovered the incredible plus sides of GLP-1 medications. Our episodes are filled with heartwarming stories, laughter, and moments of triumph. You'll connect with our amazing community members who are reclaiming their health and experiencing their fullest lives. Are you ready to embark on a journey of discovery and empowerment? Tune in to The Plus Sides, Cracking the Obesity Code, and together we'll change the narrative around obesity and end the stigma. Subscribe now on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform and join our incredible community. Let's celebrate the plus sides of life together, because every story deserves to be heard. Every life deserves to shine, and everyone deserves access to expert knowledge and medication. The Plus Sides Podcast. You're not alone. It's not your fault.